You're listening to VFN Radio. Listen now to the Great Awakening taking place in South Africa, which we believe could be a part of helping bring a third Great Awakening to America. And don't forget, you can catch it in its entirety on God.TV. Enjoy.
We want to pray with you, and we want to take one moment to get some information. So I'm going to ask each of you just to give me 5 minutes, and I'm going to ask you to come with me. Come this way and follow my usher friends right here. Could I have everybody just come this way? Just come quickly for just 5 minutes. Just come this way. Come on, let's thank God for this mighty harvest of souls tonight in Pretoria on the day of Pentecost. Now you in your living room watching me, you in your living room watching me, pick up the telephone, call the number on the screen. Pick up your telephone, call the number now and say, I gave my life to Jesus. We want to pray with you watching in your living room. If you gave your life to Jesus tonight, I'm going to ask you right now, send me an email, awakening@god.tv. The information is on the screen. I want every person that just said, Todd, I gave my life to Jesus, in my living room, watching tonight on the day of Pentecost, you made a commitment to Christ. I'm going to ask you to take one moment and send me an email, awakening@god.tv. Put in the subject line, salvation, salvation, salvation. Can you do it now? Send me an email, awakening@god.tv. Put in the subject line, salvation. Tell me what country you're in. Tell me what country. I want to pray with you. I'm going to take those prayer requests and put them on the altar, and I'm going to pray with you for your miracle, for your healing, for your breakthrough. But if you gave your life to Jesus, watching somewhere in 214 nations of the world, you gave your life to Christ tonight, pick up the telephone. I have somebody on the other end of the telephone will pray with you for your healing and your breakthrough, your financial miracle. They'll pray for you right now. Pick up your telephone. Call the number on the screen anywhere in the world you're watching. I want you to send me an email, awakening@god.tv, and put salvation in the subject line. Come on, let's thank God for the harvest that's happening all over the world. And in a few moments, we're going to pray for a baptism. For those that have never received a baptism of the Holy Ghost and spoken tongues, we're going to pray for you first. And we're going to pray for millions around the world tonight that have never been baptized in the Holy Ghost. And you want to receive it tonight in your living room? Get ready. Because all over the world, people are going to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost tonight. Even watching, the fire is coming. But we're going to receive an offering. And tonight's offering will be called the first fruits offering. It was an offering that was given on the day of Pentecost. Several different types of offerings, but during the feast of first fruits, they would bring the Lord a first fruit offering. They would honor the Lord with the first fruits of their harvest so that their barns would have plenty and overflow. And I said, God, we're going to receive an offering tonight. We need to believe God for a breakthrough, just like many of you watching believe in God for a financial breakthrough. When they brought the offering during the feast of first fruits, it was a real sacrifice for Israel, that offering, because they hadn't brought in the spring harvest yet. They were believing God that their harvest would be awesome, and they were giving sacrificially because they haven't even brought in the harvest yet, and they were bringing God a seed. And then on the day of Pentecost, the seed that you gave during that time was a very important offering, because there was a harvest coming later that year called the Feast of Ingathering, or the Feast of Booths, where you bring in the full harvest, the harvest that came in the fall. But the offering that you gave to the Lord, the first fruit offering you gave in the spring, the Feast of First Fruits, that offering that you gave was what determined how blessed your harvest was going to be later that year. I want to take a special offering tonight and say this: he who lends to the poor lends to the Lord, and the Lord will repay. Every dollar we receive in these offerings tonight in Pretoria, every dollar that's given, every $1,000, every $10,000, every million rand that you can give will go 100% back into helping us on the ground, healing, awakening South Africa live to the nations. We need a financial miracle and a breakthrough. You can only imagine how much it costs. Television around the world live. Thank you, Wendy, Rory. Thank you, God TV, friends, partners, and angels, to be preaching to a potential 755 million people night after night after night from Pretoria, South Africa. It's an awesome privilege. But somebody has got to pay for it. And you know who's going to pay for it? God. But God's going to use you and me. So I'm asking the ushers to come forward now. And I'm asking you tonight to give a first fruits offering. And let your giving tonight prophesy how great your harvest is going to be this year. The harvest in your finances, the harvest in your business. We're going to ask tonight for 1,000 people. You could be one watching. But we need 1,000 people to give 100 rand. 100 rand. I'll give it. It's easy. I'll give double. Let's pray tonight, if you could be one. We've got several thousand people in this building tonight. If every person, and I promise you it'll go 100% into missions, revival, and evangelism. We've got buildings and venues, lights and sound. We've got outreaches. It's costing over 1 million rand a week. But there's not a dollar amount you can put on souls. Let's sow into revival for your breakthrough, for your blessing. Let's give the Lord a first fruit offering. And if you're watching tonight, pick up the telephone, call the number on the screen and say, you know what, I'll give $100. We're asking for 1,000 people to give $100, 1,000 people to give 100 rand, whatever it is, you might be able to do more. Pick up the number and call the number that's on the screen and just say, I'll sow into revival. What's happening in Africa? I'm sowing into it, Todd. I'm standing with you. I'm standing with God TV. Thank you. Thank you. You can go to the website right now and you can sow into what's happening here on the ground in Africa. We just want to thank you in advance for giving with us. But all over the building tonight, take your offering in your hand. And I'm gonna tell you, there's money in this city. There's businessmen, there's businesswomen, there's money in South Africa. You know, we want to be open and honest. God has been providing, but we are still day by day, week by week. The average giving in these meetings has been just over $1 a head. That's about 14 rand. We know that there needs to be huge financial breakthrough in South Africa, but how many of you believe South Africa's blessed? There's money in this nation. Many of our friends and partners watching, they don't realize that when you give and when you sow and when you help us all over the world, you're helping the revival in Africa tonight. We don't have the kind of resources on the ground here in South Africa that we have in America. If we were preaching in a meeting like this in America, the average giving would be 15 US dollars a head, but 150 rand for every person. Here, it's been about 14. But I'm going to say this. God has been providing through faithful friends and partners, businessmen that have a heart for revival all over the world, and we need to say thank you. Let's say thank you for those that have been blessing Africa the last 43 days. And we still need your help. We're day to day, we're week to week, and we just want to keep going. So your gift tonight, your first fruit offering, whatever it is, your sacrificial gift, it's helping us. And we're asking the world to respond and give and sow. Whatever it is you can do right now, help us. But I'm asking Pretoria tonight, pray about it. And say, God, what do you want me to give? And let's get ready to give tonight in the same way we want to receive. Lord, every seed be multiplied. And we thank you, Father, for the resources that are in heaven that are being poured out on this nation right now. That you're bringing a revival even in the economy of this nation right now. And we speak it over our resources and we speak it over our finances right now in the name of Jesus. And everybody say amen. Let's give to the Lord. Let's worship the Lord with our giving. And when we come...
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
Come back. It'll be a mighty baptism of the Holy Ghost and revival and impartation, miracle signs and wonders. Give Jesus a mighty shout and worship him with your giving. God bless you.
Well, I just want to say thank you to all of our wonderful partners worldwide. Thank you to our God TV angels and to our faithful business angels who've been continuing to support us here as we're on the grind making things happen. And, you know, I've met some wonderful people here, some wonderful business people who are supporting us as well, Marcel. It really is just, it's great to see the way people are responding.
That's right. Absolutely. I see you. Over to me.
Over to you.
Yeah, thank you so much for every donation that has been made already. For those of you who have not yet done anything, it's time to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying. Phone the number on the screen or go online and do something. You know what? It takes one step of faith and obedience to the Holy Spirit, Alan, that you, dear viewer, need to take. And then pick up the phone, phone a number on the screen or go online and then take that step of faith and then allowing us, God TV, to fan this flame of revival fire from here, South Africa, through Jerusalem, right across the earth. You've heard the testimonies. You see these prayer requests. God is moving in a powerful way. And the only way that we can continue to do this is if you are involved and linking in with us like this and say, you know what? We as the body of believers are standing with you. We hear what God is saying, and we want to contribute to this revival and touching lives around the world.
Marcel, just let me tell you that we've had some business people here come forward and saying, you know what, I'm going to support one day. And they've come forward with $10,000, $15,000 and said, I'm going to support the one day. That's my contribution. And you saw the harvest earlier tonight, and that's the harvest we're seeing every night.
That's correct. It's the harvest that we see here. It's also the harvest that's happening around the world. It's the healings, Alan, that's happening every single day around the world. So, guys, it's a good soil to sow in, do something. And you know what? Let's stay in this atmosphere of what has already happened and join the worship team now and continue with what God's going to do next in praying and imparting this power to the people here in the auditorium, but also to you at home. So let's join Pablo on stage.
Awaken us within, awaken us within. Revive us once again, revive us once again.
here and you've never been baptized in the Holy Ghost, I mean, not even one time, you never spoke in tongues, and you're hungry for that for the first time, I know there's many people in this meeting that have received the gift of the Holy Ghost, but there are people in this meeting that have never received, not even the first time, and you want to speak in tongues, you want to be baptized in fire and power. If that's you, I want you to stand up. How many people in this auditorium right now have never been baptized in the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues? Just stand to your feet. Just stand to your feet. It's not a shame. We're going to pray for you. I want you to, if you want it, I want you to come forward. Just those that have never been baptized in the Holy Ghost, on the day of Pentecost, we're going to have a mass baptism of the Holy Ghost. I'm going to invite people in their living rooms all over the world. Get your family in the living room. Bring the people into your living room. You've never been baptized in the Holy Ghost. You've never received power. You've never received the gift of the Holy Ghost. You've never spoken tongues before. There's going to come power tonight. There's going to come power today. People are coming to the altars right now. Just crowd in, crowd in, crowd in. If you've never been baptized, and we're going to pray for you first tonight. We're going to pray for everybody in the building tonight. We're going to release dunamis power. We're going to pray for dunamis power over every person in the building tonight. But first, we're going to pray en masse for a baptism. You just come forward right now to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost in your living rooms, gathering your family all over the world watching, in your living rooms, in your hotel, in your hospital room, wherever you're watching this broadcast right now. You want to receive the Holy Ghost, you can stand up. When we start praying and touch your computer, touch your television. Jonathan, I'm going to have Jonathan come up here because as the crowds are gathering for the baptism, this is awesome tonight. We're going to get 1,000 people or more baptized in the Holy Ghost. Amen. But millions watching, you're going to get it tonight. It's going to be like Pentecost. It's going to be like Azusa Street through the television tonight. In 214 nations of the world, people are going to speak in tongues. And you're going to receive power. And you're going to move in miracles. And you're going to be a fiery witness. But we got right now, when I gave the altar call, and I said, if you're giving your life to Jesus in a living room somewhere around the world, send me a testimony. What's right. happening right now?
Todd, as soon as you said it, it was just like the healing now yesterday. You remember healing now? As soon as you said that, we had hundreds that were coming in right until you gave
word. People are getting saved right now and responding, watching tonight from Pretoria. Come on, thank God for this harvest.
Amen.
I want to hear some of these.
All right.
We're going to hear some of these salvation quickly. Salvation testimonies from nations of the world.
Nations of the world, Todd. This one's from India. This is Sylvia in India. She's just given her life to Jesus.
India!
Come on. We've got Noella McDonald. We don't know where you're from, Noella. You didn't say, but you've just given your life to Jesus tonight. We've got Mark Libretto. You've just given your life to Jesus. Again, I don't know where you are, but thank you for writing in. We've got Ranel from Richards Bay, South Africa.
Getting saved in Richards Bay, South Africa. Come on!
And then we've got Terrence in Durban, where we've just come from.
Getting saved in Durban.
And there's many, many more, Tom. We could go on for hours.
Come on, thank God for a harvest. Send us your testimony. Put salvation now in the subject line. If you gave your life to Christ in the last 43 days of revival, gave your life to Jesus tonight, send us an email. We want to hear about it. But right now, we're going to pray for a mighty baptism. How many people are hungry? I want everybody to stand to their feet tonight. Power's coming. Power. Say power. Power. Dunamis power. Dunamis power. Great power. Resurrection power tonight. I am praying tonight for thousands, millions around the world. We're praying for an army of miracle workers, harvesters, fiery witness, giving witness to the resurrection of Jesus. How many are saying, yes, Lord, I'm in. I want power. I want power, God. I want power. I want power.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
And this power is as you go, preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils. If you're going to receive this power, this dunamis power tonight, it's for the purpose of be a witness. Who's going to be a witness? Who's going to be a witness? Who's going to be a soul winner? Who's going to be a witness with power, miracles, signs, wonders? It's what's coming tonight. And all over this room, we're going to pray. And those of you that have received the gift of the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues already, I want you to lift up your voice with me. In fact, I have a few senior pastors in the room. I have a few ministry team friends in the room right now speaking in the Holy Ghost that I'm going to welcome to come up into the crowd and just start blessing people. Johnny and some of the pastors here tonight, if you're a full-time senior pastor, spirit-filled, you could come forward and start touching some people. I'm going to invite Dave and Keith Luker and, you know, whoever else is here, Fresh Fire tonight, to come forward through this crowd of people, start releasing the Holy Spirit. But we're going to pray en masse, and you're going to pray with me at the altar right now, and we're going to pray for a baptism of the Holy Ghost right now. People are going to get filled, and then you're going to start touching each other, and the anointing is going to spread all over this room tonight. Many of you are going to receive it in your living room. If you've never been baptized, you've never received the gift of the power of the Holy Ghost, and you want it tonight, and the fire of God, and you want to speak in tongues, and you're saying, I want to be a witness, and I want to move in power, miracles, signs, and wonders, and you're responding to the message I preached tonight. I preached on dunamis power. If you're saying, yes, Todd, that's what I want in your living room tonight. If you've never been filled with the Spirit, get ready to receive it tonight. It doesn't matter what your denomination or your religion or your background is. You're going to have a book of Acts, Holy Ghost, Pentecostal outpouring, and dunamis, dynamo, dynamite, explosive power. Stand up in your living room, get your family together, touch the television, touch the computer. But everybody here tonight's going to pray with me. You're going to pray in your living rooms with me. All over the building, you're going to start lifting up your voice and just pray in the Spirit. Just start praying in tongues. Just start releasing rivers of living water. Just you and God right now. You can even sing in the Spirit. You could sing in tongues, but just release rivers of living water out of your belly all over the world. Come on, all over the world. I want you to lift up your voice at the same time, worldwide, worldwide. Just begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Just begin to pray in tongues. Just pray for an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Pray for a baptism right now. And if you've never received it, pray this prayer. I want you to pray it with me. Put your hand on your heart and say, Jesus, you're the baptizer. Jesus, you're the baptizer. And I want to be baptized now. I want to be baptized now with the Holy Spirit. And I want to be baptized with fire. Say, Father, I'm asking for the gift of the Holy Spirit. I'm asking for the promise of the Holy Spirit. And I'm confessing Jesus is the mighty baptizer. Baptize me tonight, Jesus. Baptize me now. Baptize me with the Holy Spirit. And just say, come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Just start praying. Come on, guys. Just say, come, Holy Spirit. Come now, fill me, Holy Spirit. Receive it. Let the Spirit of God begin to fall on you. Let the Spirit of God begin to move over this crowd tonight. And be filled, be filled, be filled. Receive it. Spring up a well, spring up a well. Rivers of living water beginning to flow right now. Just open up your mouth and let it go. Shakabarabata. Come on, everybody in the building. Everybody in their living rooms. Oh, bararabata. Let dunamis power come from heaven, God. Let a baptism of the Holy Ghost come from heaven, God. Let the fire of God come from heaven, God. Let people be filled with the anointing, filled with the Spirit, and filled with fire. Put your hand on your belly. Put your hand on your belly. Say, spring up a well. Spring up a well. Spring up a well. Spring up a well. Open up your mouth and just start speaking it out. Oh, ba-da-da-ba-ta-ta. You're getting it. Fire, 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 fire. Baptize them, Lord. Baptize them. There it goes. There it goes. Baptize them. Baptize them. Baptize them. Baptize them. Baptize them. Baptize them in their living rooms. In their living rooms. Baptize them. Touch them, Holy Ghost. Fall on them, Holy Ghost. Fill them with fire, Holy Ghost. Dunamis power, Holy Ghost. The promise of the Father. Pour out your Spirit, Father. Receive it in your living room. There it is. Fire. 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 Just open up your mouth. Oh, sakabarata. Eh, ararabashata. Oh, bararabatata. Eh, ararabashoto. Ki ararabarabata. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. Lord, fill them in their living rooms. Fill them in their living rooms. Fill them in the nations. Let the fire fall all over the world. All over the world. Fire, fire, fire. Come on, keep going. Keep going, church. Don't stop. Don't stop. Oh, shakabakata. Eh, alarabasata. Eh, alarabasata. Fill them, Holy Ghost. Let power move. 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 Come on in your living room. You got the Holy Ghost? You got the Holy Ghost? In India? You got the Holy Ghost? Kenya? Nigeria? Botswana? Come on in the UK? Ireland? England? America? Receive it! Receive it! Receive it in Dubai! Receive it! Shakabakata. Shakabarabasata. Shabarabasatata. It's a massive baptism of the Holy Ghost, fire and power. Oh, baradabasando. Oh, baradabarabanda. Kiaradabasando. Shabarabando. Fill them up, Holy Ghost. Baptize them. Keep asking them, baptize me, Jesus. I want it. I want it. Rivers of living water. Rivers of living water flowing. Rivers of living water flowing. Rivers of living water flowing. Baptizing. Filling them. Filling them. Filling them. Filling them. Take it. Take it. Fire. 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 Fire of God. Fire of God. Harvest fire. Harvest fire. Healing fire. Healing fire. Power. Dunamis power. Shabalarabasata, 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 Shabalarabasata. Start praying for one another. Put your hand on each other's shoulders all over the building. Just start praying for one another. Say, God, fill him with the Holy Ghost. Fill him with the Holy Ghost. Fill him with the Holy Ghost. In your living rooms, filled with the Holy Ghost. 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 Lord, baptize them in the Holy Ghost. Baptize them, Jesus. Give us the Holy Spirit, Father. Let it fall in this place. Dunamis power, 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 power. Miracle power, miracle power. Healing power, harvest power. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the anointing. Receive the fire. Receive the gift. Receive the blessing. And open up your mouth and just begin to speak. Oh, barabasata yalarabata. Kiyalarabarabata. All over the building. Lift up your voice. Oh, barabata. Kiyalarabarabata. Kiyalarabarabasata. Kiyalarabasata yalarabasata. Kiyalarabasata yalarabarabasata. Kiyalarabato. Kiyalarabarabasata yalarabata. Kiyalarabakata. Kiyalarabarabasata yalarabarabasato. Kabalarabasato. Hey, Alarabasata. Oh, Balarabasata. Ki Alarabasato. Oh, Balarabasata. Ki Alarabasata. You got it. 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 Fire. 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 Fire, God. Fill him, Holy Spirit. Fill him, Holy Spirit. Fill him, Holy Spirit. Fill him, Holy Spirit. Fire. 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 If you're getting it in your living room, you're watching me, send me a testimony. Awakening at God.tv. Put in the subject line, baptized, baptized. Send us an email right now. You're getting the Holy Ghost. You're speaking in tongues. Send me an email right now, and just put in the subject line, baptized, baptized, baptized. Tell us you're getting filled. Tell us what nation you're in. Tell us what nation you're watching and you're getting baptized with the Holy Ghost. People are speaking in tongues in your living room. You're speaking in tongues. Send me an email right now, awakening@god.tv. Put baptized, baptized, baptized in the subject line. We're going to get that right now, live here tonight from Pretoria, South Africa.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
Touch your television. Touch your computer. Everybody lift up their hands in the auditorium and just say, Holy Spirit, keep coming. Keep coming, Holy Spirit. Pour it out. Pour it out tonight, God. The gift of the Spirit, the promise of the Spirit, the power of the Spirit, the fire of the Spirit, the glory of the Spirit. Fire, fire fall, fire fall, fire fall, fire fall, fire fall, fire fall. Lord, fill your people with the Holy Ghost. Yes. Just pray in tongues a little bit. Keep going. Sing in tongues. Hallelujah. Oh, get the generator. Get the dunamis generator going. Build yourself up in the most holy faith. Oh, sakabakata. Holy Spirit's falling at the altars. Hundreds getting baptized at the altars. Baptized with the Holy Ghost. Baptized with power. Baptized with fire. Baptized. The anointing. The anointing. The anointing. The anointing. In living rooms around the world. The anointing. Fire. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Power. Power. Miracles. Healing. Oh, sakabarabasato. Sakabarabasata. Sabarabata. Kiarabasondo. Sabarabasata yarabata. Kiarabondo. Holy Ghost is flowing. Rivers of living water are flowing. Rivers of fire are flowing. Rivers of life and healing are flowing. Just write us right now, awakening at God.tv. Put baptized, baptized, baptized. Tell me the name of the nation. Tell me the name of the city you're in. We want to hear from you right now. You're getting baptized with the Holy Ghost with us tonight in Pretoria, watching in front of your television, watching in your living room. There's fire coming on you. Send us an email right now. Baptized in the subject line. Shabalarabato. Now we're going to do something. We're going to do something. All this Holy Ghost, open heaven. Whew. We're going to pray for a few miracles. I mean, I'm going to touch everybody in the building. We'll pray for every miracle, every healing. But I want to believe God in the atmosphere right now. People watching around the world that can't be in the meeting tonight, and your only point of contact is that television, that computer, and you're plugged into this revival, and you want the anointing and the healing, you need a miracle though. I want to pray for miracles. You can't have the power of the Holy Ghost showing up and people not getting healed. God will heal people right now. I believe miracles are in the atmosphere. Healing is in the atmosphere. Even people getting filled and baptized with the Holy Ghost right now, you're going to get up and the pain's going to be gone. You're going to get up, the tumor, the cancer is going to be gone. There's healing flowing. But we're going to pray all over the auditorium. We're going to take just a minute, and we're going to ask God for a healing wave, a healing wave. And that anointing begin to touch and heal people, even in their living rooms, watching around the world. You're going to touch your television, touch your computer. Believe God, this is the moment for a miracle to happen in your body. You've reached out in faith. You've turned on Healing Awakening Live to the nations. It's coming into your home. You're getting filled with the Holy Ghost, but I'm going to pray for healing. Cancers tonight are going to be healed. Tumors are going to be healed. Deaf ears are going to be open. I pray for blind eyes to see tonight. I pray for terminal conditions and terminal illness tonight. Kidney failure tonight. Heart failure tonight. Whatever the suffering is. Arthritis, chronic pain, chronic fatigue. Let's believe God right now in the glory. Just put your hand up all over the auditorium and let's take 1 minute right now and just pray dunamis miraculous power. Dunamis miraculous building. Like dynamo and dynamite. It's going to drive out your devil. It's going to drive out your torment. It's going to drive out your sickness and suffering. It's going to drive out your cancer. It's going to drive the tumor out of your body. It's going to command your deaf ear to pop open, your blind eye to pop open. We say in the name of Jesus Christ, we command dunamis miracle resurrection power in the Holy Ghost to begin to move right now, even into the nations. And we command that tumor, we command that cancer, we command that infirmity, we command the pain in your body to come out of your body now. We command the kidney failure healing, heart failure healing. Healing right now. Brain tumor healing right now. God, I command every deaf ear to open now in the name of Jesus. All over this building, all over the world watching, miracle healing dunamis power. Miracle healing dunamis power. It's commanding arthritis to come out of your bones. It's commanding arthritis to come out of your spine. It's commanding cancer to come out of your body. Rebuking tumors right now. Epileptic seizures being healed now. In the name of Jesus, a blood clot being healed. The blood flow, the blood circulation being healed now. In the name of Jesus, somebody receiving a new liver now. A new liver now in the name of Jesus. Put your hand on the part of your body. You got muscle damage, nerve damage. You got a tumor. You got pain in your body. You need a new knee. You need a hip replacement. You got ringing in your ears. You got a deaf ear. Put your finger in your deaf ear. Let's believe God. Come on, in your living rooms, put your hand on the part of your body that needs healing. We're reaching out in faith. And there's a dunamis power working inside of you. There's a healing power working inside of you. Ah, spring up, oh power. Let it be a dunamis power that's being released in your body right now. That's a lung. I just saw lung disease being healed. Your lungs are opening right now. Just begin to breathe. Chronic asthma healing. Emphysema healing. Lung cancer healing. Pneumonia. Someone being healed of chronic infection, coughing, pneumonia. In the name of Jesus, I command the disease in your lung to come out. I command TB to be healed. I command HIV AIDS healing now. The fire of God is on you right now. I command the pain in your spine to go right now. Degenerate spinal disease be healed now. In the name of Jesus, a popping in your right knee being healed now. God, heal every ligament, every tendon, every organ, every heart disease. Lord, I command ringing in the ears to stop. I command severe migraine headaches to stop. I command every sickness. I command every demon. I command every affliction. I command every torment. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Use your legs in the name of Jesus. Rise and be healed now. Power moving on your body. Do something you couldn't do. Do it in your living room. Do something you couldn't do. Do it in the auditorium. Do something you couldn't do. See if the pain is gone. See if the pain is gone. Move your shoulder up and down. Bend over, touch your toes. Move your legs up and down. Do something you couldn't do in faith. Do something you couldn't do in faith. Do it in your living room. Many of you are being healed right now. Something's happening right now. You can send us a testimony right now. Put healing in the subject line. Healing now. Healing now. God's healing you right now. Send us a testimony. Healing now. Healing now. Something's happening to you right now. Watching. A miracle's happening. If you're in the auditorium and as I'm praying, something's happening in your body, the pain just left or God's touching you, something's happening, can you put up one hand and just wave at me? Anybody in the auditorium? So I want you to come down here quickly. Just a few testimonies in the very back. Just come down here. Anybody else? God's healing you right now. Maybe you got a miracle already watching on God TV. Maybe you were watching on God TV and you received a miracle. Come forward right now to the platform on my left. We're going to have just a handful of testimonies. People around the world that have gotten healed watching God TV. You've gotten healed in this revival. You're getting healed right now. Send us a testimony. Put in the subject line, healing now, healing now, healing now. People are responding around the world. Pick up the telephone. Call the number. Someone will pray for your miracle on the telephone right now. The number's on the screen. But if you're being touched, if somebody next to you, something drastic is happening to them, the Holy Ghost is on them. God's healing them. Bring them down here right now. We're going to have just a few testimonies, people getting healed in the atmosphere, people getting healed in the glory. And then in a few moments, we're going to pray for everyone in the building for dunamis power. We're going to pray for everybody. But I want to hear how the dunamis power of God is healing people right now. Jonathan, what's happening here on your iPad?
When you said about the salvation, loads came in. When you said about baptism, they came in from Germany, Nigeria, Cambridgeshire, England, Ireland. They've come in from all over the world.
People getting baptized 12-year-olds, in the Holy Ghost.
Children.
Fire, Pentecost, everywhere. Children too.
12-year-old boy, I read a minute ago, 12-year-old boy baptized in the Holy Ghost.
Shabbat.
Come on.
Make him a mighty evangelist, Lord. Make him a mighty preacher. Make him a miracle ministry. What's happening, Michael?
Back pain tonight. He said, I felt the presence of God. I felt the anointing. All the pain has left my body, he says.
I saw you in the line
yes.
tonight when we gave an altar call. You came forward. You got right with God. And now the Lord's healing you.
I know.
Come on.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
Gave his life to Jesus, got right with God. And now the Lord's touching your back.
I know.
You felt something.
Yeah, and I feel it now again because I want the dunamis power. That's
you
what
want
I want.
That power. Lord, there's an anointing here.
I know.
And we command in the name of Jesus that power to be released in his life and ministry right now. Oh, hallelujah. What's happening over here, guys?
Todd, this man, he felt the fire of God move through his body. He's obviously injured from a motorcycle accident.
A motorcycle accident.
Fire right now.
Lost a foot. What can't you do?
What can I do? I can do absolutely nothing.
Could you move your hand well?
Yes, but...
You're feeling something right now. Just describe what you're feeling.
I feel nothing.
You don't feel anything?
Not at all.
Then how come you came forward?
Because I pained my shoulder.
You felt what?
Arthritis pained my shoulder.
I can't hear what he's saying.
He says he felt pain in his shoulder.
Arthritis pain.
When we started praying tonight, did the Lord touch you?
Yeah, I think so.
He did?
Yes.
Let me pray for him to touch you again, because he loves you. Lord, I pray that this miracle healing power begin to be released in his body now, touching every muscle, nerve, bone, and joint. And we just release dunamis healing. Say, let a miracle begin now in Jesus' name. Fire go through his body in Jesus' mighty name. Now, can you feel anything right now as I'm praying?
Nothing.
It's the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Filling. Hallelujah. What's happening, Michael?
So this woman is vibrating, literally. She has a back problem, a spine. You call out spine. She says, I feel the fire of God all over my
back. On you right now. It's on you right now. You're weeping. The power of God is all over you. Oh, my goodness. You see that? That's the anointing. It's all over her. Something happening in her spine. God's power is going to show up. Many of you that we lay hands on tonight, even in the healing lines, impartation line, you're going to get zapped. Hallelujah. Zapped. Zapped. Hallelujah. Jonathan, who's getting zapped with the Holy Ghost?
This lady's getting zapped. She feels the power of God moving through her body. She was injured a number of weeks ago. The pain's gone, disappeared out of her body just now.
You had an injury? Was it an accident?
Yes, I fell on my back.
A car accident?
No, I fell on the cement.
You fell, and where was the injury, the pain?
Around,
in the tailbone, the lower back?
Yes.
And what happened just now?
It just felt a little numb.
And no pain now?
Warm? No.
It's gone?
It's gone.
You feel the Holy Ghost?
Yes.
It's on you.
Yes.
Bam! In Jesus' mighty name. There it is. Fill her, Holy Ghost. Fill her, Holy Ghost. Fill her, Holy Ghost. Fill her, Holy Ghost. Boom! In Jesus' name. Woo! What's happening here, guys? Whoo! How many of you love testimonies? I do. What happened to this young lady?
Todd, this woman was born with a heart defect.
Something's
eye
happening.
Defect, an eye defect, excuse me.
Not the heart, the eye.
The eye.
An eye defect. What does that mean, an eye defect? What could you not do? What are you the mom?
Yes.
What's wrong with the eye?
The muscles in her eyes, they tend to look outwards instead
of... So even your eyesight is...
And the way she see colors as well.
What's happening right now?
Everything is normal.
Wait. Was she born with this eye defect?
Yes.
Your daughter was born
with
an eye defect that affected the muscles, the ability for her to see colors, even how her vision to the right and left.
Yes.
What was the name of this eye defect?
Well, I don't have a name for it. It's just...
But the doctors knew about it.
Yes, she's had an operation for that.
A surgery for it one time?
Yes, when she was six.
And what happened tonight? You could see normal.
Yeah, I tried with the exercises with the eye, and it worked, and the colors are right.
Did something come over you, sweetheart? Tell me the moment the Lord healed you, what it was like. What did you feel?
It's burning.
Burning? Burning in your eyes? And your eye defect that you were born with, is being healed. This is a miracle. You're seeing normal. Lord, let her never suffer again, in Jesus' name. When the Lord touches somebody like this, it's his love, and he's healing her. But it's also because I see a gift on her, where now she's going to have an anointing. When she prays for people, they're going to be healed. She's never going to forget this moment, and God's going to use her to preach the gospel. God's going to make her a witness. God's going to make her a witness. Fire come on you in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, let the anointing be on this family. Let it be a revival anointing. Whew, that miracle was awesome, wasn't it? If you have a problem with your vision or your eyesight or glaucoma or cataract or a degenerate eye disease or cornea, whatever, the bleeding behind the eyes, put your hand on your eyes. We got to believe God. A lot of blind eyes have been getting opened in this revival. A lot more than most meetings we do. People getting their eyesight back. I believe that God can heal whatever it is, your eyes. I'm going to pray that every eye defect would be healed right now. You heard a testimony. Now reach out and believe God for yours. Put your hand on your eye. And I pray in the name of Jesus that the Holy Spirit would come upon your vision and that your blind eye would open and you'd begin to see. I command the glaucoma and the cataract to come off your eye. I command every degenerate eye disease, every cornea, bleeding behind the eyes, your vision affected by stroke, I command it to be healed now. Lord, all over the auditorium, I pray for blindness to be healed. I pray for eyesight, that glasses even, 20/20 vision would begin to happen all over the auditorium. The blind would see, an anointing would come upon the eyes to see, an anointing would come upon the eyes to see, and the cataract would come off the eye, and the glaucoma disease would be healed now, and the eye defect would be healed now. And I command that blind eye to open now in the name of Jesus. Affected by stroke, healed now in the name of Jesus. Give them their vision, Lord. Now check your eyesight. See if something's happening. Check your eyesight. Something happening in your living room. You can send us a testimony. Tell us what's happening right now. Send us an email. Put healing now in the subject line. Is anybody in the room feeling something in their eyesight? I just need to go for it. I'm just going for it, praying for eyesight. Anybody in the room, just put up one hand, wave at me. If something's happening in your eyes or a burning or something at all, anybody? Just one hand, just wave at me. We're just going after it right now. Something's happening in your eyes. Come down here, sweetheart. Anybody else? Anybody else? Something in your vision right now. Just come forward. Even as you come forward, the healing's going to be completed. Just come forward quickly. The ushers are going to bring you right up here. Right up here. Bring her, bring her. Right up here. Come up here quickly. I want you to bring this woman right up here. Right up here right now. Don't come up to get prayer. Only if something's already happening, okay? I'm going to pray for these ones that are coming right now. We're just going to bring them up. I believe God's going to touch deaf ears tonight. Going to be open. How many of you got a hearing problem? Let's just take another minute. If you got a hearing problem, take your hand and put a finger in your ear. One deaf ear. Take your hearing aids out. Partially deaf. Let's believe God right now. The blind see. The deaf will hear. And we're just going to pray. Dunamis power. Somebody ruptured their left eardrum. There's a woman that ruptured her left eardrum. Something, I don't know if it was a pen or something like an object went into your ear. You lost your hearing on the left side. Who is that? Is there somebody in the room? A woman. You've lost your hearing in one ear, the left ear. Something ruptured the eardrum. If that's you, I want to pray for you. But maybe it was even pressure. You were in the water. You went down in the water and some pressure popped your eardrum. You could be watching me on the TV. God's going to restore hearing. All over the room, I'm going to pray right now. I'm going to say, in the name of Jesus, I command every deaf and dumb spirit come out of your hearing now. In the name of Jesus, I command deaf ears to pop open now. Your hearing to be restored now. In the name of Jesus, increased hearing volume now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, open every deaf ear now. Let every deaf ear pop open now. In the name of Jesus. Okay, check your ears, check your ears, check your ears, check your ears, check your ears. You might be feeling burning, heat, oil, something in your ears. God's touching increased hearing right now. Hearing aids, healing right now. Deaf ears right now, Jesus' name. If that's you, I want you to come forward. If something's happening in your ear, I want you to come forward. What's happened here? Come here.
Blind in the left eye for 20 years. He told me all he could see was just black and a little bit of light.
I 20 years. You lost your vision 20 years ago. Yeah. In which eye?
My left eye.
And what's happening right now?
There was a burning.
A burning. Can you see now?
It's starting. I can see.
You're starting to see.
You're making your.
Can you see my hand?
Yeah, going up and
your
down.
Eye was-
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
I was blind for 20 years. Pretoria, the blind are seeing. You got to give Jesus a mighty shout. I command that eye to be recreated in Jesus' name. The blind are seeing. What's next? The deaf are hearing. Jonathan,
Todd, this man is just full of the Holy Ghost. He just said to me now, he says, I've thrown my glasses away. For 30 years, he could not see without his glasses. He's a pilot. Todd, he's a pilot. He couldn't
30
see.
30 years, could not see without his glasses. You're an airplane pilot. You threw up your glasses. Yes, and what just happened now? What happened?
I just filled with the Holy Ghost and I could just
like
see.
You got baptized.
Yeah, I got baptized in the Holy Spirit.
When you got baptized in the Holy Ghost, your Holy vision Ghost. Came
exactly.
back.
Yes, hallelujah.
Bam, in Jesus' name. 20 years blind in the left eye, 30 years could not see without glasses. You know why that happened? I'll tell you why. We went after it. We took 1 minute, prayed for the blind, popped open. You pray for the deaf will hear. You pray for cancers will be healed. Who's got stage 4 cancer? Did we have anybody come tonight with cancer? I'll pray right now for the cancers and cancers will be healed. Because if you ask the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus, he's going to respond. He's going to respond. Many of you are getting healed watching. Send us a testimony. Tell us what's happening right now. Awakening at God.TV. Put healing now in the subject line. Michael.
Todd, this young girl, her eyes were completely blurry tonight. Doctor said, if you don't wear your special glasses, you're going to go blind. Her eyes completely were healed tonight.
Bam! Another person's vision restored! Her face says it all. I love preaching on the baptism of the Holy Ghost. People get saved. People get filled with the Holy Ghost. People get healed. Hallelujah. Tell me, sweetheart, what happened the moment the Lord touched you? Did you feel something?
I just couldn't see. And then when I opened my eyes, it was just...
You just opened your eyes and could see? Now, you had an eye disease. You were going to lose your vision if you didn't wear special glasses. How long have you been suffering?
I think 4 years now.
4 years now. And the power of God just came over you in your seat when I prayed, and instantly your eyes cleared. Let the power of the whole... Listen, I'm having a miracle service on Tuesday night. I'm asking every person in the building tonight and watching, if you're coming Tuesday night to Pretoria, bring an apron, a prayer cloth, something for somebody that's sick. We're going to get out the buckets of oil. Unusual special miracles. Tuesday night could be the greatest night of miracles and healing. How do I know that? Because when I was praying today, I said, Father, what's going to happen on Tuesday? And I saw us anointing aprons and prayer cloths. First time we've done it in Pretoria. Come and believe God for an impartation. Don't miss these meetings. We're going to be here through Sunday. How many of you know somebody that needs a miracle? How many of you know somebody in the city that needs a miracle? Bring them with you. This anointing is just getting higher and higher. Jonathan, oh my goodness. What are we shakabakaman about?
He's been blind from birth in his left eye. Watch this, watch. Put your fingers out, watch.
Blind from birth. He was blind in his one eye from birth. Wait. Blind from birth in your one eye. What just happened?
I just prayed over my eye and just boom.
Yeah. Blind from birth. Yeah. Blind from birth. Somebody rejoice. Hallelujah. My goodness, and these were your glasses.
These were my glasses, yeah.
He had these glasses here, Michael, because your left eye was blind and your other eyesight was affected.
Affected, but...
Did you feel heat or something go through your body?
Nothing, but I just feel like I just put over my eye and I prayed.
And you could see.
And I can see.
Bam! Jesus' name, the Holy Ghost, and fire all over you. If you're watching tonight, that's the third testimony, fourth testimony. People's eyesight coming back, blind from birth. Believe God for your miracle. Wow. I love every testimony of healing, every testimony. In a few moments, we're going to pray for you. How many of you love testimonies tonight? We can't interrupt God healing blind eyes. If God will open blind eyes, He'll open deaf ears. He'll heal cancers. He'll heal every sickness and every disease. Believe God for your miracle tonight. When we lay hands on you in the prayer lines, believe that anointing is coming. That dunamis power is coming tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Michael.
Todd, this woman from birth was seeing floaters, the black spots. You prayed, the Holy Ghost fell, and they vanished from her eyes tonight.
Your sight from birth.
Yes.
Ever since you were born, you've
yes.
had a problem with your eyes.
Yes.
Do you wear glasses sometimes?
Yes, I do.
You do? Not now.
No, no, not now.
And you can see.
Clearly.
Clearly.
Yes.
Your vision is clear.
Yes.
Jesus has healed you. Hallelujah. Let the fire of God go through your body. Woo. Wow. Jonathan.
Todd, this girl is 13 years of age.
See what happens when you preach on the baptism of the Holy Ghost?
Come on, Mom. Come on, Mom. Todd, she's 13. From birth, again, she had a popped eardrum on the right-hand side. As the Holy Ghost starts moving, her ear starts weeping. The hearing is returning as we speak.
How many of you just heard me say, somebody's ear is going to pop open that's deaf? It's happening in your ear right now.
Yes, it is.
You felt something, sweetheart? What did you feel? Tell me.
I felt it was burning, and then liquid started pouring out of it, and then, yeah.
Liquid started pouring out of the ear that was ruptured since birth, and now your hearing's coming back. This ear here.
Yes.
Can you hear?
Yes.
You can hear now.
Yes.
Come on, this is a miracle. I'm weeping, Michael. Mama, tell me what happened from birth.
Pressure.
The pressure. Did you hear me say the ruptured eardrum and I felt the pressure? Like maybe you went under the water. The pressure ruptured the eardrum. It was a word of knowledge. And just now, she's suffered all her life.
All her life.
It popped. Fluid came out of your ear and your hearing.
Out of her ear. The fluid still.
There's fluid coming out of her ear. Father, we thank you. This is a creation. Remember I said you're going to feel oil in your ear? That's what it is. It's the oil of the Holy Ghost in her ear. I'm telling you, Pretoria, I've got just next week in Pretoria, you need to get serious about bringing me the worst cases, deaf, blind, cripple, cancer. Not one person that's sick needs to miss this revival. The power of God is increasing. And I'm telling you right now, it's just beginning. It's not even the tsunami yet. What's happening here?
So this woman's ear was closed for 4 months.
You were deaf in your one ear. You lost your hearing 4 months ago.
Yes.
Which ear?
The left ear.
You lost your hearing 4 months ago.
Yes.
What happened now?
No, it just felt, it was burning and now it popped.
My deaf ear was burning and it popped. Fire of God.
She's hearing great, by the way.
Dunamis power. Come on, put your hand on your part of your body and say, dunamis power. There's healing power here tonight, saints. There's healing power here tonight. Dunamis power here tonight. Dunamis power flowing tonight. Whew. Jonathan, we're going to pray for people in this building. I'm going to step over to the altar and pray with people in homes in their living rooms. And you're going to receive the anointing.
You're listening to VFN Radio, and you've just been listening to The Great Awakening taking place in South Africa, which we believe can be a part of helping bring America's third great awakening. And don't forget, you can catch it in its entirety at God.TV. Thanks for listening. VFN Radio.